Continuing with our look at tarbiyat al-awlad, the upbringing of children, let's today look at a different aspect. The aspect of how much time we spend with our children. If we look at life, then the way we allocate our time, our money, and our resources indicates how much we feel about that particular value on which we allocate these three things. If our family is so valuable, and you'll find if you ask somebody what is the most important aspect of your life on this world, they will say their families, and rightly so, then it must reflect the time, money, and resources must reflect, the allocation must reflect on that value. And you find that there is disparity. Maybe as far as the money is concerned and other resources are concerned, we do spend more on our families. But what about time? You know, it follows when you understand that you spend most of your time with that which you care for the most. And if you don't, then that on which you spend the least time, if it's a human being, will conclude that he or she does not matter. So if I spend less time with my children, it's only natural that they conclude that they come below what I spend more time with. They're not going to question our values, but they will question their values. You know, very often you find parents, and I'm guilty of that too, very often we say the children are growing up so fast. So fast for what? We need to know what we're saying. We need to first take a moment out, just one moment out, and consider what we're saying. Are they growing too fast for us? Is it because we don't have time to spend those cherished moments of their years? If you look back at the years of your child's growing up, do you remember his first smile? Do you remember the first day he took a step, walked? The day he said, "Mama." Do you remember those words? What do you remember out of your child's when they were five and the first day they came back from school? Oh, so many things. If you don't have any recollection and it's all a bit hazy, then time to create some moments. Do you remember the first time they prayed? I remember when my son was about seven. And I remember waking him up for a salah in the morning. And when I went back, I still remember the picture. It's like a Kodak picture, Kodak moment in my mind. There was this little guy in sajda, fast asleep on his musalla. And I remember sitting there just looking at him and thinking, mashallah, even if I had to do sajdas for a million years, it would not be enough to thank my Rabb for the ni'mah of a child like that. Now these are moments that are created out of quality time. So let's have a look and distinguish between quality time and just quantity time. You know, there's a very, probably you cannot totally separate them at all. When my children were much younger, I used to think that quality time meant that I took out a little bit of time, and that time I devoted totally to the child. And I had to prepare for that time. You know, I had to take them out to some fun fair, and I had to take them to the park, or I had to find a class for them that the community was running, or I had to buy them special books and games and sit with them. And sometimes I didn't even enjoy the activities I picked out, which I thought was quality time. But as I grow older, I understand that there's a different sense of quality time. Quality time is not structured, it's open-ended when everybody is available. And if you ask, I ask a cross-section of children at the madrasa, what was the moment they recalled best when they felt really good about being with their families? And most of them said, either the day we were all hanging out on a Sunday outside in the garden and dad was chasing us with a hose pipe, or somebody said, oh, just after dinner, sitting down and talking, what happened during the day. And these are the sort of things where people are relaxed, where your mind is not occupied by anything else but wanting to relax with your family. And it's the environment that is created within the family for that time that's called quality time. And the way we do it is to be able to make sure that there is a time in the day, there are times in the day when family is the most important part and nothing else is occupying our minds. You know, when I look at the lives of all the ulama and I look at them and you see they spend so much time, they've got so much time allocated where they will dedicate themselves to their family. We've all been given 24 hours. We've all got lifestyles, especially in this country, that demand money, time and resources, and time is sort of so precious. But there was nobody on their deathbed that said that I wish I'd stayed at the office much longer, or I wish I'd been cleaning my house for much longer, or whatever your pastime might be. So think about it. It's a tough one. You got to tackle it head on completely. And you've got to look at our lives and see, is our allocation of time in proportion with the value and the love we give or we attribute to our families, especially our children? Children need time. Remember in the surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal asr, I swear by time, inna al-insana lafi khusr, indeed the human being is at loss. The human being is at loss because he or she does not allocate his or her time properly. And he says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ عَمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, except those who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and do good deeds. It has to be in concentric circles. It must start out with ourselves and our families first before we move out. وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and enjoin truth. Who do you enjoin truth with first? You value your family, if that's the truth, then you must enjoin your time to them too. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and patience and sabr. That too, first to your families, then onwards. It's an amazing concept, and one that most people don't like to address because it hurts. And maybe I should add a little bit more. We find that fathers are the greatest culprits of allocation of time to their children. They find it very difficult. I'm not generalizing, just looking at what we have with general discussion with moms. Maybe, just maybe, you should earn a pound less and spend a pound's worth more of time with your children. There is a hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam which says, talk to your children before others get to them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, accord respect to your children, behave with them in a good manner. How can you do that if you're not there? Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says, your child enjoys the right on you that you should know that his being is a part of your being, and his woes and his wellness in this world is related to you. You should know that you, in the capacity of his guardians, are responsible to bring him up by imparting him proper training, guiding him to Allah, and assisting him in obedience to Allah. You should be a father who knows his duty and responsibility, a father who knows that if he does good to his child, he will be rewarded for it, and if he does harm, he will be punished for it. Inshallah, we will continue with the subject tomorrow.